So we've been doing these half-hour slots after the teaching part, as it were, as Tonglen sessions every day, as led practices. So I'm going to do another one today, and I've been thinking that let's just do a special one, which is Tonglen for us and other people as Dharma practitioners. So I'm going to lead us through that, and. Tonglen is quite a strong practice. It can be quite a strong practice. So, especially if we are starting out learning the practice, it's good not to do too long periods. So, we're doing some mindfulness of breathing and getting into the Tonglen, and then after that, just an open space, just sitting part. So. It's good to kind of embed it between a practice that produces some positivity and concentration, then do the Tonglen, and then have some open space after that. So, let's just start by resting on our seats, just listening to the sounds. Externally, internally. Resting on the floor, knowing it's supporting us. So giving your weight to the seat, to the floor, if you can. And getting a direct sense of that body pressing onto the heart surface below, feeling that contact with the firm surface below, feeling it directly. Any kind of sensations like pulsing, throbbing, sensations of pressure. Which is resting in our posture. And now finding the breath in the body. Just noticing the body responding to the natural flow of the in-breath and the out-breath. So for the next 5 minutes or so, just noticing, being with the breathing body, really experiencing the texture of the breath. Now bringing to mind yourself as a Dharma practitioner. Any kind of struggles you may experience. Starting by just breathing that in, giving the literal mind a holiday for the next 10 minutes. Just breathing in yourself with your problems, your struggles, your weaknesses, and breathing out your support, your encouragement, your kindness. So on the in-breath, breathing in, and then sending on the out-breath, receiving on the in-breath, and sending on the out-breath. Receiving the pain and the struggle. And breathing out the delights, joy, supported by the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas, sending is not yours, it's not me, it's not mine. Just channeling joy, channeling encouragement. Breathing in any kind of disappointments, breathing out ease, friendliness, understanding. Keeping it light, keeping it playful. If it gets too much, just take a little break. Now, if you're ready, if you feel well resourced, bringing to mind a friend, a Dharma practitioner, and just using your imagination or your knowledge of them to breathe in any kind of difficulties they may experience in their practice, and breathing out your encouragement, your understanding, your solidarity. Everything that comes up in experience can be used in the practice. Any thoughts, any emotions. Just breathing them in. Now opening out, if you feel ready, opening out to all these Dharma practitioners in our movement, in our order. And breathing in any struggle you imagine they may have or you know they may have, and breathing out your kindness and support. And then opening out to all these people in the world trying to transform themselves. To be a positive influence in the world. Because there are innumerable beings suffering in the world, there is an infinite potential for us to develop compassion, immeasurable compassion. Just doing another minute of the Tonglen before. Just sitting. Resting. experience openness.